In this clip, New Covenant Theology Made Simple, I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 18 to verse 24. My purpose is to take certain passages of Scripture and let them speak for themselves and show you this is the way New Covenant theologians read these passages. We don't place any man-made constructs on them. We don't force them into any system of theology. We let them say what they're saying. Hebrews 12:18-24. This is found in the book of Hebrews, of course, a book in which the writer is doing all he can to speak to these Jewish believers who were in danger of going back to the old covenant. And over these 12 chapters, he's got one more to go, he argues again and again, proving to them that Christ, the new covenant, is superior by far than the old covenant. And Christ, in the new covenant, has fulfilled and rendered obsolete the old covenant. In this passage here, he does it another way, saying the same thing. He takes two mountains. The first mountain is in verse 18 to verse 21. Although it's not mentioned by name, it's Mount Sinai. All the circumstances there mentioned, the blazing fire, the trumpet, the voice, the darkness, the gloom, the warning about the animals perishing, not touching the mountain, and so on and so on. Indeed, he mentions Moses, verse 21. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. There's no doubt, 18 to 21, he's talking about Mount Sinai. In verse 22 to 24, he's clearly talking about Mount Zion, Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, Mount Zion. The two mountains then, Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. But he's not talking about literal mountains. I've just mentioned Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, verse 22. He's talking about the spiritual meaning of these two mountains, Sinai and Zion. In verse 24, he explains that Zion is the new covenant, Jesus the mediator of a new covenant. There's no doubt. In verses 18 to 21, he's talking about Mount Sinai, which is the law. In verse 22 to 24, he's talking about Mount Zion, which is the new covenant. He says, you have not come to Mount Sinai, verse 18. You have not come to the law, verse 22, but you have come to Mount Zion, the new covenant. And when he says, have come, he doesn't mean you've paid a visit. He really means you're living there. You've come to stay. You're either living on Mount Sinai, the law, or you're living on Mount Zion, the new covenant. You can't be on both at once. It's like Romans 7. You can't be married to the law and to Jesus at the same time. It's like Romans 6. You can't be a slave of the law and a slave of Christ at the same time. And so it goes on. Here, you're either on the law, in the law, under the law, on Mount Sinai, or you're in the New Covenant, with all the benefits of the New Covenant, Mount Zion, with Jesus. This is what the writer says. And of course, as believers, you have come to Mount Zion. You are in the New Covenant. So don't go back to Mount Sinai. That is what he's saying to these Jewish believers. What do these words what was the relevance of these words to us today? Clearly, we have law teachers, men like John Calvin and all his followers, who urge us to go under the law for sanctification, to be whipped by the law, and that will sanctify us, make us more and more holy. They say, you go to Mount Sinai to get ready for Christ. You then go over to Mount Zion to get justified, but then you go back to Mount Sinai to be sanctified and assured and all the rest of it. In fact, I think they would say, you're living on both mountains at once. That's a load of nonsense. That's completely impossible. You have to leave Mount Sinai and come to Mount Zion. What for? For justification, for sanctification, for assurance, for glorification, for adoption, for everything. Christ is all. And in his new covenant, he brings all to his people. You have not come, says the writer. You are not living on Mount Sinai. You are living on Mount Zion. And you must not dream of going back to Mount Sinai. The lesson is obvious. Covenant theologians who want Christians to straddle two mountains are completely wrong. New Covenant theology says that we are dead to the law because the scriptures say it. We're married to Jesus Christ because the scriptures say it. And now in this passage here, we're living on Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the spirits of righteous men made perfect. We've come to Jesus and the sprinkled blood. We're not going to Moses and the law. Oh, we look back to the law, and we see it has lessons, paradigms to help us to find illustrations of the gospel. But the truth is, we are residents of Mount Zion, not of Mount Sinai. It is simple, isn't it? I'm not making it simplistic, am I? I'm just repeating what this writer says. You have not come to the law. You're not living under the law. You're living under Christ in the New Covenant. That is what New Covenant theology says. If you're a believer, and you're struggling under law teachers with covenant theology, trying to keep the law, looking to Moses, I urge you, in the words of this writer of the Hebrews, don't go back there. Leave Mount Sinai. Leave it. You're released from it. And come into the joys of Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Come again in your mind and in your heart and in your soul and your will to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. Come to the sprinkled blood of Christ that speaks such powerful things. It will justify you. Well, you say, I know that. It will positionally sanctify you. It will assure you. It will progressively sanctify you. It will glorify you. The blood of Christ, Christ is all. So which mountain are you living on? Unbelievers are living on the law mountain. They're trying to earn their way. Believers should not be trying to earn their way or make themselves more and more Christ-like by the law of Moses. Fix your eyes upon Christ. Consider him, this writer has said twice. In chapter 12 at the beginning, and chapter 3 at the beginning. Consider Christ. Set your affection and mind and your heart upon him. Because you're not living on Mount Sinai, the law. You're living on Mount Zion, the gospel, the covenant, the new covenant. That is what I understand this passage to be teaching, scriptural teaching. New covenant teaching, apostolic teaching, biblical teaching, the word of this passage, new covenant theology made simple.